Our guest in the cafe this morning is Cindy Roller, the editor of the Cooper Review. Good morning.
Are you, John Mark?
I'm fine. I love the sound of your voice. I know you don't like it, but it's got a certain quality to it.
Is that my new radio voice?
Yeah, I like it. Wow. So, Cooper ISD, the school board met recently and held a hearing on what's called the Texas Academic Performance Report. And from what I see, relatively good news.
Good news
for the Cooper schools.
Yeah, they were very happy. They were 13% above some of the state statistics, so they were very excited about that.
What area in particular did they do well in? Do you recall?
The graduate, the high school campus, the graduate. They didn't need any remediation. They were very impressed with how their graduate success is entering college, and how they represent the school, not needing remediation and such as that. So.
Also, I look at your Facebook page from time to time. A very interesting item that that you had there this week involving an animal that was in a place where he wasn't supposed to be. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the flower shop had a bit of a break-in, and they thought it was a raccoon at first, but it was a possum. So, and they called in the game warden, the constable, and the sheriff's deputy to wrangle the critter out of the flower shop.
And you were right on the spot, got some great photos of this.
Yeah, it was a rather large possum. He happened to come in through the ceiling, pushing a ceiling tile down, and did a little bit of damage to their, stock and Christmas displays. So
yeah, understandable.
He was a little bit of an unexpected visitor.
He didn't look too happy about the situation.
No, he was hiding. Yeah. And he had found his way into the bathroom and was hiding behind the toilet.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
So I suppose he was taken out and released out into the wild.
And I was very happy for it.
Very good. Cindy Roller is the editor of the Cooper Review. We're visiting with her this morning, despite the fact that her voice is not in top condition, but we're soldiering through it. Now, some good news concerning the Cooper Future Farmers Group. They went to a state competition, did very, very well.
They did. They came back. Their award is a semifinalist award, and so they finished in the top 20 of the state in the leadership development event that they did. In fact, they performed for the Lions Club and the Commissioner's Court in their practice.
Uh-huh. And project that they worked on had to do with the need for more water, for more reservoirs in the state of Texas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a very good job. It's almost like they hold a court session, and then at the end they ask questions, inquiries, and they answer it. So it's a really neat event.
Now, tell me about, also there in front of you is something I think a lot of people will be interested in. It's called Between the Sulfurs, and this is a new book that has been published. And very nice and very well-developed volume here of a lot of material, a lot of photographs, the history of Cooper and Delta County. So tell me about it.
Yes, Judy Falls and Sylvia Wood have put this together. It's similar to the one they did before, except it's a larger volume, and it's 200 pages, and it's got a lot of great photos and a lot of great history. It's $25, and you can purchase it at the Delta County Public Library. You can contact them anytime to purchase one. They just gave me the first copy today, so it's ready to go for a holiday gift.
So they have done a previous volume before.
Well, the smaller, the smaller pictorial that they did. So.
Oh, and that was, I think,
Images of Delta County.
Yeah, and there was a series of those that was done, I believe, in cities and counties all over Texas, right?
Yes, it was through Arcadia Books.
Right, so. And so this is an expansion of that.
Yeah, it's a different publisher, though, so.
Well, it's and as you mentioned, as a Christmas gift, I think it is a really nice.
Yeah, it's very well done, and the cover of it, it's a soft bound, and it looks really nice.
Yeah, and if you knew anyone in Cooper or Delta County over the last 50 or 75 or maybe 100 years, going back that far, a pretty good chance that the picture of them is going to be in this book.
Exactly. In fact, the picture on the front is of the courthouse, before they tore it down. And it's got snow, and she said they're going to use a different picture of the courthouse on the volume of each one that they do. So, okay.
Well, nice. Between the Sulfurs, where can people buy that?
At the Delta County Public Library. So
at the library, okay. And I suppose you'll be saying something about it also on your Facebook page and in the next edition of the Cooper Review.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It's in the paper this week.
So. Oh, it is already in the current edition of the Cooper.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Well, you're very brave for coming in with your voice such as it is, and I trust that the next time we talk, it'll all be better.
I hope so.
Okay, very good, Cindy. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
And Cindy Roller, the editor of the Cooper Review, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.